26th parak of Kelim, 4th Mishnah. Sandal shenitzika achas mi ozen of netikna to me midras. Sandal was made with two flaps, and each flap had the strings in them, laces in them, yeah, that held it in place. So if one was ripped off and it was repaired, it's still tummy midras, because as long as one of them is intact, it still is considered the sandal. It just needs to be fixed up. But nisika shniya, they take their time in a midras. Once the second one is ripped off, then there's nothing left. You just have the sole of the shoe. That's not considered shoe anymore. So even if it was tummy as an avatum of midras, it's tar from that. I will tummy maga midras. But since it was being rebuilt, so it's the basically you ripped off one side, and then you replaced it, and the other side got ripped off. So you still have half of the shoe intact, but it's not the old shoe, it's the new shoe. Because the new, when you rebuild the shoe, it just has the old sole, and the two osnaim, the two sides of the shoe, are replaced. So we treat it as something that touched the old shoe, which is only a region of the tomb, and images. Hispik letakin as a yishoyin at shenisika shniya toyer. But if the before I had a chance to repair the first one, the second one got torn off, then the whole thing is tar. This is a keva, if the heel was removed, or nital choit moy, or the there was some extra piece on the front where the toes of the shoe was, or shenekel of mishnayim, or broken half, it is tar. Those type of shoes were not usable without that cave. It wasn't just like an extra piece. It was that was where the back of the foot would rest on. Sulayim shenifsak mikol mokum tar. Any part of the sole of the shoe is, yes, same thing as in English. The sole of the shoe is if it gets a crack, a hole in it, the shoe is not a shoe anymore. It's tahor. Minal shenifras im ein mekabel zroi peregel tahor. If part of it broke or got damaged in the fashion that he can't put most of his foot into it, then it is tahor. In other words, if it got a little damage that he could put the majority of his foot into it, then it is all right. Minal shaal ha imum, the shoe which is on the form in which they form the shape of the shoe. Rabbi Lezer Metaver, he said it's tar until it's taken off of that form. Chacham Metamim, they say since it was formed already, even though it wasn't taken off of the press or whatever was used to make the form, it's tummy. Kol Hamosas Tzurus Tehoyres Chus Mishel Aroviim. Chem is some type of leather pouch, and it has a hole in it, but they instead of sewing it up, they just make a knot around the hole to. That's not considered enough of a tikkun, and it's therefore tar. Chutz mishal alvoyim, the Arabian version was tied up very tightly in a fashion that they couldn't open it up again. That was a way of fixing it. If it was tied up with a temporary knot, then it is tahar, because we look at it as a kli that has a hole in it that was just temporarily fixed. But if it was put in a permanent type of knotting, then that's considered that it was fixed and it is makabel tuma. He says, no, that is not a normal way of fixing it up, and therefore, even if you intended to leave it permanently, it is tahar. The halacha is like the Tanakh.